What's up? We can't wait for y'all to hear this next episode of Made in Chattanooga with our guests, Dakin Cranwell, the founder of the first pour-your-own beer tap house in a train car, American Draft, as well as C. Grimey, a local educator and artist. We recorded this in January of 2018, so some of this may be a little bit dated, but there's a lot of good gems in here nonetheless. We hope you enjoy. Thanks. Hey, y'all. Welcome back to Made in Chattanooga. This is officially the third episode, meaning it's not a trend. It's really, really real. And we're super happy to continue introducing you to business innovators and creators here in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Today, we're going to introduce you to three people that are very special to myself. The first is Chris Logsdon, VaynerMedia Chattanooga's creative director, coming from New York, bringing down a ton of creative firepower to the area and really helping us build our business down here. Chris and I are going to talk to Dakin Cranwell, creator of American Draft, a local tap house, very innovative, forward-facing bar here in Chattanooga, and hear about his story and what he's bringing. And then last but not least, Cameron Williams, better known as C. Grimey, a hip-hop artist, thought leader, educator, and community builder here in Chattanooga as well. So we'll kick all into that, but first, want to introduce you to Chris Logsdon. How you doing, Chris?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm excited to be on this Not a Trend podcast.
Not a trend, really real.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
No, I'm excited to be here. As Jesse mentioned, I'd moved down here from Brooklyn, New York, specifically in Bushwick, where I was living at the time. I spent my first year at VaynerMedia in the headquarters there before moving the fam down to Chattanooga here. So super excited to have spent the last two years working in this office, and again working alongside Jesse and a few other coworkers, as well as the entire office in helping to build out I think what we currently have now, which is a pretty stellar group of marketers in the day we live in. Is that what we're doing now? The day we
certainly
live in.
Certainly is.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thanks, Chris. We'll talk about his story in just a little bit. But last but not least, I want to introduce y'all to Dakin Cranwell. Hey, Dakin.
What's going on, y'all?
How are we?
I'm doing amazing, man. This is great. This is an awesome studio. I'm happy to be here. Thanks.
Thanks for taking the time to join us. So, Dakin, you're a local to Chattanooga. You went out to Colorado, built some business, created success, and then you brought it back to Chattanooga. Let's hear about your background. Let's hear about your story.
Yeah, man. I was born and raised in Chattanooga. I left here in 07, moved to Denver, started washing dishes at the restaurant my sister was a sous chef at. Then I went to film school at CU Boulder shortly thereafter. During that whole time, I, you know, worked around bartending, cooking, doing catering events with my sis. After film school, kind of worked in the music industry, got sick of living in a van with like 9 smelly guys, so I decided I should work in a kitchen with a bunch more smelly people, and went to culinary school. And during that time, I worked at like a boutique liquor store, learned a lot about natural wine, kind of specialized spirits, and then contemporaneously with that, I was working at Williams & Graham, which is one of the top 50 bars in the world. While I never got to be a bartender there, I learned kind of through osmosis from people who have an encyclopedic knowledge of spirits and just bartending history and culture and practice. So, during that, I guess one of my previous employers, he called me up like 3 years later after I was flipping sausage sandwiches for him, like in $8 an hour in culinary school. And he was like, I got a project. It's a little small thing I want to do, but I have this other big thing that I can't do, so I need help with this one, and so on and so forth. And so I ended up partnering with him and another, actually Chattanooga local named Rachel Gass. She's still there running the day-to-day. I wanted to move back to Chattanooga after I had gained some abilities and confidence in myself, and wanted to bring some things back here with a new vision on, you know, kind of changing the scene here in Chattanooga with food and beverage.
So you were gone from Chattanooga for about 10 years.
Yeah, it was about 10 years.
And
yeah.
When you came back, what did it taste like?
Salty.
Yeah.
And humid.
Yeah.
And I love it. I don't know. There's something that's charmingly uncomfortable about the South. Like, it proliferates through all of your experience here. Like in the summer, you're just sweaty and uncomfortable, and like I'm kind of uncomfortable like talking about politics with my family around here as well. So like it's this thing that just happens all over the place. Mm-hmm. And I was met with a tremendous amount of support that I came back. Mm-hmm. And I continue to experience that now. I mean, and you guys are a big part of that, really. I mean,
thank you.
It's awesome. It feels really good.
Very cool. So, yeah. So what's your take on the business world coming back to Chattanooga after growing businesses in Denver?
Oh, man. So much more support here for the little guy. You know, I mean, everybody is going to give your idea the time of day. They're at least going to hear you out. And the thing is the business community here is, it's small and it's tight knit. And like that demands that people conduct themselves with integrity. And because everybody's talking to each other and everybody knows everybody's business and stuff. And, you know, so I like that. In Denver, I felt like I was very capable and just wasn't ever going to be given the chance to capitalize on that. And here it happened so fast. I mean, it didn't hurt that I knew a handful of people that could kind of put me in the right position, but you know, I would be stupid not to capitalize on that, I think.
Good stuff. So that brought about American Draft.
Yeah, man. When I was driving the budget truck from Denver to Chattanooga, I was on the phone with my boy John Lawrence, and I was like, yo, I need you to set me up with everyone who has space in Chattanooga, any commercial space. And
what were you looking to accomplish driving back to Chattanooga?
I was looking to kind of build the life that I wanted to build the whole time I was in Denver, and just kind of, it felt like it was like slipping through my hands the whole time, you know? Like when I got there, it was this really visceral, kind of gritty place. And then about the time that I left, it was kind of whitewashed and a little, I don't know, boring to me, I guess. Yeah. And I love the grittiness of the South. And so it's kind of what drew me back. But in looking and calling him, be like, yo, show me all the commercial space. I mean, I met some great people who are kind of movers and shakers, I guess, here in the city. And, you know, one of them was Adam Kinsey at the Choo Choo. And I like doing weird stuff. You know, if it's not like terrifying and strange, I'm not into it. So, I looked at the train cars at the Choo Choo. It's, you know, what's more iconic than the Chattanooga Choo Choo? It's literally the one reason why people know about this small city, and then like the natural beauty of it is just like a compliment to that, right?
100%.
And so he showed me these train cars, and I was like, man, this is cool. This is really cool, but I don't know what to do in this. So basically, I looked at like four different train cars. I built little business models for each of them. And then kind of started like striking weak points off the list, you know? And in one of my tours with Adam and Kelly, who's the property manager there at the Choo Choo, they were like, yeah, we're not gonna show you that car over there. We kind of have this idea. We might do it on our own. It's like a beer hall. And I was like, well, all right, that's what they wanna see. So I just kind of came up with a way to one up that idea, and which led to the pour my beer technology. The pour my beer stuff is really cool. I mean, there's a flow meter on the beer line, and you know, you put an RFID card on the screen, and it unlocks the faucet. You can pour yourself an ounce of some really crafty, nerdy beer to test it out, or you can go all the way in on a pint of Budweiser. I don't care.
And for those who aren't familiar with that, you literally there's not necessarily a bartender.
Yeah.
American Draft, there is someone there who helps manage the space, but you literally walk up and you pour your own beer, and you can also clean your own glass too, so it's kind of a unique experience, but it's slightly different too. And
exactly, yeah, I mean, it gives the guest a lot of power in their experience. They don't have to commit to this beer that they've never heard of that might cost like $12 for a pint, you know? So I feel like it is really empowering for people to come in there and just kind of waltz through this tap wall of beer. It did that, and it also created a lot more space for bodies in the train car, because in building a conventional bar that we have to sit down, and you know, there's under counter coolers and space for the bartender to move around, I mean, that cuts into the 600 square feet of space that we're dealing with here.
So our New York audience, this is your studio. Yeah. But it's a bar.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. There's a beer hall in your apartment right now, basically, if you live in New York.
How would you categorize American Draft? Give us like the elevator pitch.
American Draft is a pour-your-own self-service tap room featuring 29 beers on tap. We sit on track 29 at the historic Chattanooga Choo Choo Hotel.
So in deciding you wanted to build a tap room in a train car in Chattanooga to put your stake in the ground as your foray into this world, what opportunities and challenges did you see in Chattanooga?
I mean, there was nothing easy about the build out in this train car. That was a big, challenge. Yeah.
Because I mean, how old is this car? It's old.
I found a door that had some mechanical notes marked 1948. That was the oldest thing that I found. There was some painting on the door that was from the 40s as well.
So by no means this was not move-in ready.
No, not at all. I mean, I took it over as is. Underneath the subfloor of the train, there was this weird, like, concrete board, which was very strange to me. Mm-hmm. We ripped that out. We pretty much gutted the place. There was some built-in, it was previously used as, like, a overflow seating, I think, maybe for the diner car. The choo-choo used it for private events. And there was, like, built-in shelving and, you know, like a waiter's station. And it was some stout, you know, 18 gauge steel or maybe 12 gauge steel even, sandwiching pieces of plywood. And so we basically had to, you know, take a plasma torch and cut this whole chunk of metal out of the back of the train car to fit a keg cooler. And I was, you know, working the torch and also had one of those things that you like spray, bug deterrent around your house, and it was like putting water on the flame. Like, you know, it was really smoky in there. I mean, this was the kind of thing I was like, yeah, I knew this was going to be a challenge, but I didn't exactly know what I was getting into when I went for it, you know. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it was, you know, it was typical building stuff. It's never easy.
Got it.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the interior design, because I think an interesting story to set up, and this is why Chris is especially special in this portion of the show.
Sure.
And for our vlog audience, you'll see the shirts that they're sporting right now. The ShopRag shirt made it into American Draft. How'd that happen?
Yeah, man, I don't know. It's a long story, but I mean, to make it short, I guess my business in Denver, the White Whale Room, was in a neighborhood called Baker. Around the corner, some friends of ours, mutual friends of Chris's and I, Alex and what's the redhead's name?
Wes.
Wes, right? Yeah.
Shout out 3 Pence.
Yeah. They have a motorcycle shop over there, and I guess through following them and kind of being part of the motorcycle community in Denver, mm-hmm. I was aware of Godspeed and thought that Chris was either in New York, Austin, or Canada, and like, just like cold call emailed him like, hey man, I think your shirts are really cool. I think, you know, your brand, this kind of like blue collar, like highly executed material, you know, I'm really into things that you like buy for life. And so that's why I was interested in it. And so I hit him up and was like, yeah, we would love to use your material if you have any rolls of it for some seats. And he was like, yeah, you want to grab a beer about it?
It's my go-to move. It's my go-to move.
I was like, hold up. Are we going to like Skype having beer? I don't know what's going on.
That's right, because you didn't know that I was actually in Chattanooga. So you had that moment of like, wait, you're here?
Yeah, I had no idea. So it was just really meant to be. And so the contractor who helped me with the build-out for American Draft, Lewin Brothers Construction, Lewin Brothers is two French guys who partnered with two guys from Birchwood, Tennessee. They're awesome. But the contractor's wife did the upholstery, and so Chris sold me a, you know, roll of fabric, and we made these beautiful, tufted, kind of loungy seats, and really, really makes the space in American Draft. We have really dark, like rich black walnut and maple all over the place with brass accents, mm-hmm. and this pop of this red material just like really, really sets it off. So
yeah, and I will say, having been to your launch, been there a few times, it's, mm-hmm. it's probably the most comfortable loungy feel without any pretentiousness here in Chattanooga, and I think it's a beautiful thing.
Right.
And we were talking about this when I came in. I had the opportunity to see it as you were making it, and then mm-hmm. like weeks later months later, maybe I saw it as it was done, and I was gushing about I think the job you guys had done in there, and certainly seeing the red shop rag material seats. It's got this really cool, interesting vibe, in that it seems like you guys. It looks as if you guys stayed true to like what a bar cart would look like on a train from you know that type of era. So if you kind of captured that, but then you had this new technology. In the draft and pour system, so this interesting mix of old meets new, even just a little tinge of the kind of like a speakeasy vibe to it, which is super interesting because I mean generally just the size of the cart kind of lends itself to that. But I just love the mix of old and new that you guys I think so beautifully captured in the space.
Totally, it was the intention to kind of trick people into. Doing a double take, like, did this train car always look like this? But then by the time they make it to the tap wall and there's these LED screens, they're like, okay, what's going on here? So
So how did launch go? Launch was last week, last Thursday through Saturday.
Yeah. We did a grand opening on Saturday last week. And, shoot, man, we were open for 12 hours. There was probably only 4 hours of that business where we could have fit more bodies. I mean, it was pretty crazy. It made me very happy.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good.
How many bodies are we talking? Can you fit in this space?
I mean, I don't know if I want to say how many we had because of the fire marshal here, but you know,
ballpark.
We're probably right under 50.
Yeah.
For capacity, we can seat 35-ish. Depends on how close you are with your friends, but then you know, standing room is ample as well.
And it's surprising because, I mean, it's a bar cart. I mean, it's a train car, so it's not terribly big. But I think the way you guys have designed and laid it out, it actually, it's a lot roomier than you would think. I was very surprised at that, too, when I walked into the space, at how much room there seemed to be. And just, again, how you guys organized the seating and where the little the pours are. So it's cool to see just the utilization of the space.
Yeah, we did some tricks kind of to trick you into thinking that the space is bigger than it is. It's not until you get a bunch of bodies in there that you're like, oh, well, this is really small. So we dropped the middle of the ceiling just like 4 inches and painted the ceiling white, and then we illuminate that ceiling with LED strips. And so by dropping the middle of the room and making the sides of the room seem like they're going away from you, you really feel like you have more space than you actually do, so.
Awesome.
I got you. I tricked you.
What can we expect from American Draft looking into the spring and summer?
Yeah, man. We're gonna start trying to blow up some events there. I mean, we have an awesome potential for a patio. The train track to the north of us, the entire length of the car is accessible to us to build a patio on.
Nice.
So we might have some yard games out there. Definitely gonna build a patio. Even before the springtime comes, we're going to do a crawfish boil for Mardi Gras.
Awesome.
And, you know, other than that, we have the caboose, which is kind of off to the side of the train car. I mean, you can access it easily from our door, but we're going to do some overflow events in there, maybe some live music. And then we also have the train car behind us, which is kind of on a right of refusal for us. And it has a kitchen in it, so we would love to get the kitchen up and going, serve you a little food. And then on the other side of that kitchen, we're looking at doing like a little speakeasy cocktail lounge.
Awesome.
So,
very cool.
Yeah.
So this is but one train of many.
Exactly, yeah. Sweet. We're trying to take over the train angle, I guess, in Chattanooga.
That's great.
Yeah.
So for you, beyond American Draft, knowing that you're, I mean, obviously very entrepreneurial, into the restaurant scene, there's a ton of real estate here in Chattanooga.
Right.
What do you see on your horizon?
Man, I think myself and a couple of other influential people that I'm really trying to work with in this city, each of us has kind of come to the epiphany on our own in the last few weeks that, like, if we really want to be able to do whatever the hell we want to do, we got to own a building.
Yeah.
So we are going to try to team up and pull all of our shitty credit scores together and maybe buy a building somewhere. So that's kind of where we're focusing, I would say, like maybe like the 3 to 5 year plan. I have a couple other spaces that are sort of on the peripheral right now for me that I'm not writing those off either. And these would be, more wacky stuff. I mean, I'm not into taking 5,000 square feet of space with and not having a concept for it. Like, I'm not just gonna do a restaurant, a room that has tables and it's gonna like serve you a beer and a cocktail and some food. Like, it's gonna be conceptual. It's gonna have forethought and thought into everything, so that everything that you touch and see is a product of what I want you to feel when you are in that space. So you know, we're just looking for the next space. We're gonna keep going. I mean, hopefully by the end of the year, we at least have the other train car going at American Draft, and then, you know, get the ball rolling on something else.
Super excited. So, where can we find American Draft online to learn more?
American Draft, the Instagram is American_draft. You know, on Facebook, just /American Draft. I got to get on Snapchat. I'm just not that good at that right now. You know, yeah, we need some help, Painter.
Let's talk after this.
Yeah, exactly. you know where to find me. Nice. But yeah.
Awesome. Chris, Godspeed. Where can we find Godspeed? If we want to pulse through our homes or get a awesome
show. I mean, similar. At Godspeed Co. on Instagram, we're heavily involved there and always talking. You know, certainly DMing a lot on the gram. So I would encourage anyone who's interested in knowing more about us, and certainly the shirt that both Dak and I are wearing. A little upset that Jesse's not wearing one today.
I didn't get a memo.
Yeah, so certainly asking and answering a lot of questions on the DM, but for Instagram, and then similar on Facebook, /GodspeedCo, GodspeedCo.com. Yeah, we're there. Or just Google ShopRack shirt. It'll come right up.
Yep.
Boom, boom. Anything else?
I'm so pumped for you guys, man.
Thanks, man.
It's so cool. And I would encourage anyone who's listening to this, please, please, if you're in Chattanooga, if you're from here, if you're going to visit here, this is a must stop.
Yes. Absolutely.
Visit. Yeah. It's so cool. And I commend you guys for all the work.
Thank you. Yeah, check us out. Glenn Miller Gardens at the Choo Choo. You got to go through the dome lobby to find us. We're in a big red car right behind the actual Choo Choo locomotive. So it's easy to find.
Hit up American Draft. Get yourself a beer and enjoy. Thanks a lot, Dagan.
Yeah, thank you.
Never satisfied, I need extra. Put in work and the grind, gon' bless you.
It's gon' bless you.
My portion never gon' be regular. I need a preffler. I need extra.
Two jobs, two hustles, cause I need them extra chips. Came through with two bras, leaving two more, I extra pimp. Keep at least two scraps, police, man, they extra trip. I don't mess with no nagging chick. I don't need that extraness. I'm lying, yes I do. Extra clothes, extra shoes. Donated my old stuff, had a bum looking extra cool. Y'all blend in with the crowd, that's just what extra do. Wanted extra respect, so I paid extra dues. Spread extra rumors and lies, I know they hate. And I see my people smile, I'm extra motivated. All this crazy stuff going on, extra people won't help you. Like a special person doing rocket science, I am extra special. The belly of the beast is huge, so we extra feeding them. Step out, we do it huge, you growing extra medium. They lazy, we overachieve, overtime ain't nothing me. We just say, but I'm not satisfied like gluttony.
Got a little, but it's not enough. Got it good, but I want better. Got a little, but I need more. I need extra. Got a little, but it's not enough. Got it good, but I want better. Got a little, but I need more. I need extra. Never satisfied, I need extra. Put in work and the grind gon' bless you.
It's gon' bless you.
My portion never gon' be regular. I need a preffler. I need extra.
All right, for our next segment, now we're talking to local native to Chattanooga, creator, hip-hop artist, leader in the space, Cameron Williams, better known by some as C. Grimy.
Hey, good afternoon, what up? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening.
How you doing, C. Grimy?
Man, I'm great, man. Blessed up. How y'all doing?
Doing very well, thank you. Nice. Thanks for coming on the show.
Man, thank y'all so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, as you know, Made in Chattanooga, we're focusing on stories of local innovators, local creators. You're a little bit of both. You're pushing sounds here that are a little outside of the box, and you're also delivering that experience, that music experience, creating your own stories and delivering them to your audiences. So what's your background? What's your story? Let's hear it.
I was born out in the country of Clarksville, Tennessee, to a son of a sharecropper. And We moved, my pops, his job took us all across the map for a little while, and we settled down in Chattown in the early 90s. So I've been here since I was a youngin', since about grade school, elementary. Grew up in the East Side, East Chat, what's up?
Mm-hmm.
graduated from Red Bank. At the time, as my high school career was ending, started really getting serious about being an artist.
Very cool. So what did the hip-hop scene look like at that point in Chattanooga? And that was, like you said, late 90s?
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s. Mm-hmm. When I was a teenager and coming up, it was... It didn't really get jumping until, like, the mid-2000s, 2005. Uh-huh. The hip-hop scene, it was here, but really, really, really underground. Not much space for it at all. Not many independent artists doing much more than house parties and small talent shows, you know?
Cool. So what do you see today going on right now?
Today going on right now, it's flourishing. We got national artists coming up out of Chat. We got artists traveling around the world doing their thing as far in the hip-hop community and all the arts in general. And it's really dope.
Very cool. So your career kicked off late 90s, early 2000s. What were you delivering to the hip-hop scene when you got started off? How did that come about?
I wouldn't say my career kicked off then. I was still jumping off the porch then. I say it kicked off 2000s.
Cool.
But, man, when I started getting serious about rhyming, my homeboy had converted his basement into a studio. We all helped him build it.
Awesome.
It was really dope, and that was our second home. We slept on his couch on the floor and just recorded. And at first it was just like, you know, it was a hobby. Then it became art and a release to aggression rather than some of the other stuff we was doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then it became like, okay, you know, we seen our idols and then some of our peers monetizing off of it. So we was like, okay, I need to get serious about it as a business.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would say like 2010 started getting serious about it in the business form and started trying to promote, market myself and brand the product and what we was doing.
Good stuff. So you mentioned idols and peers. They were kind of jumping off at the same time. Who were those individuals really kind of guiding the course and helping you get the inspiration that you needed at that time?
Jay-Z had the game on lock. Dr. Dre was making crazy music and then becoming a crazy businessman.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody that Diddy said their name, he was turning into a star. And then on the local level, you had like the Mystic Click, Silverhawk Records, they was doing their thing. OG Wild Out, he had the song Wild Out was a crazy hit in the Southeast. Mm-hmm. Lil Peanut, Big Vinny, and then Piney Woods, they was doing their thing, and it was like, okay, yeah, it's time to get out here and do it.
Right. We talked about, I think it was that Piney Woods track.
Yeah.
And that was kind of breakthrough for Chattanooga, right?
Oh, yeah, that was huge for the city. Yeah. They had two top hits, like, back-to-back, and it really brought a lot of attention to Chat, and they was like, okay, they was taking notice of what we had going out here, you know, being so close to Atlanta, and that being a huge scene, they was, you know, kind of get overlooked sometimes being in between Nashville and Atlanta, but Memphis.
Yeah.
So then they was like, okay, well, we got to see what your Chat talking about.
Right. So to that point, and knowing where Tennessee was coming from historically and at that time what Atlanta was brewing together, what was Chattanooga talking about? How did that sound?
Oh, man, like, in that time, you had the Atlanta crunk movement real heavy, your Little Johns, and then after that, your Jeezy's and Gucci's and Chat. At that time, it was like Big Vinny and Black Star Records, people like that, all those other greats I mentioned. And in my opinion, the sound was, you know, more blend with the historical music that Chat comes from, the gospel, the blues, the jazz, mixed in with that new wave, that Midwest, that West Coast, that up north hip hop, and all of that being blended in, you know, from the Chattanooga natives and all the imports that Chattanooga gets and all those inspirations. It's just a beautiful thing. If you ever get a chance to, you know, go on your Google and dig into some old Chat music from all the way from the 90s to now, do yourself a favor.
Good stuff. So you're fairly locally involved. Beyond being an artist, you're obviously contributing to pushing Chattanooga forward in a variety of ways. One of those ways is Hip Hop Chattanooga.
Hip Hop Cha, yeah.
Yes. Now, what is Hip Hop Cha for those that may not know about it, and why is that important right now?
Oh man, Hip Hop Cha is an organization. It's a not for profit organization that helps really incubate young artists, further the hip hop culture in general, but especially the local hip hop culture in Chattanooga. And we have been blessed to put on the first annual hip hop festival in Chattanooga. We have a directory of artists where booking agents and promoters and other artists and musicians can link up with artists on our website. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Hip Hop Child is just a movement for culture for the people, especially right here in the 423.
Awesome. How'd that festival go?
Oh man, it was amazing. It was a 19-hour festival. We went from, my math might be wrong, we went from 8 in the morning till 1 the next morning. And it was beautiful. We had over 1,200 participants. Y'all was in the building. Yep. Thank y'all so much. Y'all did helped us with the artist development classes.
That's right.
We had workshops, hip-hop yoga, learned how to be a DJ. And we were able to put over 50... local artists on the stage throughout the day. We had vendors, local entrepreneurs and creators showing their product. We had dancers, old folks, young folks, everything between. A lot of support from the community. Family friendly acts and activities all during the day. And then we had a dope closing night with some of the great local talent in the hip hop genre.
Where was this held?
It was held at the Choo Choo.
Oh, wow.
Choo Choo campus, all through the Choo Choo. They let us take over and have sprinkled that hip-hop flavor all through the campus, the Relvy Room. Shout out to the Relvy Room. They let us use their facilities in the Hush Lounge all day, and it was great.
Awesome. So much happening over the Choo Choo, man. We just talking about this thing going on. It's great.
Station Street.
That's right. So bringing it back to you, you just dropped a brand-new project.
Grand Theft Audio, wherever you get music, go cop it right now.
And what is Grand Theft Audio all about?
It's all about, it's the story of my evolution from like maybe, let's say, 4 years ago to maybe a year ago. Mm-hmm. What I was going through, how I was seeing things in my life go down, how I was seeing things around me go down, specifically in the city of Chattanooga, and putting my spin on the flavor of some of the, like my lane of hip hop that was going down, and taking a little bit of influence from all of that and putting it into my own.
Excellent. Very cool. So we're going to hear 3 tracks from you today.
Yeah.
Extra.
Extra.
Right Now.
Right Now.
Glimmer of Hope.
And Glimmer of Hope.
What are those stories about?
Extra is about getting to a point where, you know, you're doing your thing, you're grinding hard, but, you know, we kind of get into that lull where we just like, okay, I'm good, you know, I know I'm going to do this, this, and this, and you know, the mortgage going to be paid, my phone bill, everything going to be paid, and I'm good. I'm going to eat out a couple times a week and take my girl on a date. And we kind of just get in that low, and that song's about not getting satisfied where you at and wanting more, and not being ashamed to level up. You know, people, when you start doing better, sometimes people be like, oh, man, you think you're, no, I'm happy because I'm grinding hard. So I'm leveling up. I need extra.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Awesome. Very cool. Right Now, what's that about?
Right Now is about the culture, hip hop culture, right? So the stories that come out of hip hop culture are sometimes stereotypically perceived as coming from and going to one specific audience. It's not true. The culture is worldwide. And some of the stigmas have got to be broken. And it's a song about, you know, who could be enjoying this song right now. A college kid, somebody who's doing some dirt, somebody who's going through some hard times, but they can all get something out of this song in particular. And it's like a a metaphor for, like, you can get something out of this artwork in general, you know?
Awesome. Very cool. And then Glimmer of Hope, what's that all about?
That's about, that was inspired, man, I was, I got up one morning, and, you know, I get up, I meditate, do my hygiene, and then, you know, grab the phone and check social media, right? And it was a bunch of, you know how it be on social media, negative news and this opinion, that opinion. So I like, all right, I gotta get off social media. Turn on the TV and it's opinions on the news, on the sports news, on the cartoons. And so I'm like, all right, no more TV. Go outside and people was debating and arguing. And I was just like, you know, let's just look at the good side of things for a minute. Look, let's say, even when the chips are down, be positive. That positive affirmation can bring, you know, that glimmer of hope that gives you the fuel to keep going, to get over the hump, and something good could happen.
Beautiful. That's awesome. So I get this vibe of a general sense of positivity from what you're delivering.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. Because, you know, it's a lot of, at the end of the day, everybody wants some love and some, the basics, you know.
Yeah.
I try to look at the positive. It's too crazy to be out here and focusing on all that negative. You're like, you'll be wrinkled before you're 30.
So where can we find you, C. Grammy?
You can find, I'm everywhere like oxygen, man. If you hit your Google bar, your Bing, whatever search engine you prefer, man, you know, hit I'm everywhere. C-Grimey. The new album is on iTunes, Spotify, Tidal, Spinnerilla. Spinnerilla is the special DJ version hosted by my good friend DJ Sleepy. He's also repping the 423. It's got some special cuts, some special drops, and some special mixes. So
cool.
Link the album version and link the DJ version. And please find me on YouTube, the new video to the track Still Grimy. I just released that about a month ago, and I want some views and some feedback. Let me know what you think in the comment bar, even if you think it's garbage. Say, I hate it.
Yeah, we should talk about, I think, utilizing some of the jams too on our vlog.
Yeah,
certainly you'll hear it here. But for sure. Love to incorporate that. Tight.
I've got jams of all kinds for every mood.
Nice. Nice.
Know that.
Awesome. See, Grammy, anything you want to say before we cut out?
Yeah. Shout out Hip Hop Chai. Shout out all the artists of all kinds doing their thing. Keep being creative. Keep doing your thing. The arts community is thriving. Make sure it's inclusive to all. Shout out the library and the second floor studio. Shout out VaynerMedia. And shout out Hip Hop Chai again. If I said it, shout out them. My brothers and sisters there. We're working hard to try to keep hip hop in the mainstream of Chattanooga arts. And shout out to Love and Peace. And hug somebody. And that's it.
Love it. Love it. You heard it here? That is it. Thanks to C. Grimey.
C. Grimey, Chat Town. Hey. It's some students on campus bumping his head right now. It's some D-boys in the trap bumping his head right now. It's some geckers getting twack bumping his head right now. It's some jack boys hitting licks bumping his head right now. We all got a vision of who we wanna be, but sometimes it just can't help what you're gonna be. It's some real people who bumping this hit right now. It's some real people bumping this hit right now. Now what you do ain't important as what you do it for. Learn that and the meaning life came a little more close. How I feel we should work it out, but we can fight it out. I'm up trading for a down, them keep the same hours as Waffle House. My chick the best, wifey the baddest. Socks killing your whole outfit. What you after? We done had it. Lost it, had to recapture. Limitless, I think faster. Please don't laugh at the distraction. Like who nagging or pigs who bragging or when acting when I attack it. Got two goals every day, get paid in the shade. And please do believe those goals see proceed.
The game is who I'm married to. Took vows to succeed. Best believe I'll keep it true.
Ooh. Some students on campus.
Yeah. Pressure of the daily grind, always trying to make ends meet. Put forth so much effort, still feel one step from defeat. Dodge negativity and weapon formed against us by enemies. The system set up traps for me, but through the minefields I still see a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One glimpse of this can give you the light that helps you continue to grow. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One smidge of this can give you more strength than you will ever know. Lately, even bright days have a way of getting dreary. When my eyes is hazy, the only time I'm seeing clearly, yeah. Thoughts that's pessimistic quickly turn you to a cynic. So I think optimistic, therefore I'm always winning. Yeah, strategic calculations try to hinder your greatness. Juke them bad vibrations and show them you gon' make it. Yeah, hard not to sweat when the ops breathing down your neck. Don't worry, push for glory, just one chapter in your success story. Yeah, I woke up in beast mode and I'm here to cause terror. If that makes me a monster, Victor Frankenstein's America. On the grind, trying to secure the bag, not just for wealth and prestige. Want the cash so I can bring it back and we can all ball in the mirror league. Always try to show love that there's priceless energy. And if you ain't got much, channel your creativity. Everything you do will be big if that's how you dream. Not enough out here in this world, figured I'd be. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One bump of this is way more potent than any form of good though. A glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One head of this to keep you higher than any strand of good smoke. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One glimpse of this can give you the light that helps you continue to grow. Yeah. To hydrate your universe, rainstorms gotta come around. Life is like a roller coaster, no fun without all the ups and downs. If nothing else, I can be a great example for my daughter. But all the human right martyrs motivate me to go harder. They say you can't do more, they lying, that's false folklore. If opportunity don't knock, don't solve, go kick down his door. They gon' put 2 days on your tombstone when you leave. Question is, what you gonna do with all that time in between? My homegirl grew up broke, only toy was a jump rope. Now she a super athlete, corporations wanna endorse. When life gives you lemons, don't just make lemonade. Package it, post up, slang it, and get paid. My homeboy couldn't take the strife, took his own life. I'm like, why, man? Seen it right before, looked him in his eyes. I seen the hurt, but couldn't gauge the pain. Going cray rack in my brain. If I had to change, what would I change? His mama said, don't go insane, but in his name, you should be. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. A glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope, a glimmer of hope. One smidge of this can give you more strength than you will ever, ever, ever know. Yeah.
All right, now that's the end of this episode. Thanks for listening to Made in Chattanooga. We'd like to extend a thanks to the Chattanooga Public Library. Thank you also to Dakin Cranwell, as well as Steve Grimer, for joining us, helping share their stories and what they're creating here as well. You can catch us next time on Made in Chattanooga.